Rolene, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Let's get straight into the issues. So AOC, we've spoken about her a number of times. The US, obviously the US Democrat. She says, don't confuse criticism of Netanyahu with criticism of Israel. What is she doing? Where is she going with all of this?
I think she's trying to backtrack, and she's trying to be very, very clever. I also think she understands, perhaps more than the other two, and we know which ones we're talking about, that we are very, very close to an election and things could change. And she's trying to separate the man from the country. And I think it's a clever step on her part. She's saying, you know, any criticisms of Netanyahu, criticisms of his policies must not be confused with criticism of Israel. I'm not criticizing the country. I'm criticizing the man. And she's actually brought to the surface what a lot of us here are feeling is that because of the dynamics between Trump and Netanyahu, there seems to be a lot of confusion and an inability to separate the two. A lot of us are concerned here in Israel that Prime Minister Netanyahu is taking on more and more of the Trump persona. We see it in his election campaign and some of the statements. And Trump is a very, very polarizing figure. And she's saying that, you know, just because she might criticize the man who has been very highly critical of her, it mustn't be confused with how she views Israel. Also, the squad, as they're known as, has taken a lot of heat for being anti-Semitic and for making anti-Israel statements. And perhaps she has been reprimanded behind the scenes, that we don't know, but she has taken quite a bold step in saying, you've got to separate the two.
Interesting. So is it positive or negative?
Well, she says to conflate an individual leader ego with being against an entire country is the hallmark behavior of folks like our president. She says, you know, just like we can criticize President Trump without being anti-American, we can also criticize Prime Minister Netanyahu, the man, the figure, the holder of office, and be anti-Israel.
That said, should she be saying anything like this as Israel heads to an election? Isn't this interference by a foreign country to some extent in a country's election process?
Well, I think it is, and I think it also brings up something that you and I spoke about quite in depth, and that is the politicizing or the weaponizing of Jews and the state of Israel when it comes to global politics. We're seeing it in the UK with the Labour Party. We've seen it in certain instances in South Africa, and now we're seeing it very, very strongly in the United States. And unfortunately, Israel has become the political football between the Republican and the Democratic Party, and especially with freshman candidates like AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib. And I know that some people say, yes, there's the fourth squad member, Presley. However, she hasn't come out with many statements against Israel
Israel. As you say, everybody keeps telling us about her, but I'm just not seeing it. You know, I haven't seen comments.
She's faced a lot of internal criticism because she's been seen as using pejoratives that are deemed racist, but she hasn't made any comments about Israel or the Jews. In fact, she actually voted in favor of being against boycotts of Israel.
So
I think we have to be very, and also for the record, AOC hasn't voted to boycott Israel. So we have to be
measured.
As we always say, nuanced, look at things in context, and also don't rush to conclusions. First, do no harm.
Absolutely right. Netanyahu visits Hebron and says Jews will remain there forever. This, I'm assuming, is politicking.
This is politicking, but also it's very dangerous politicking. You know, we've got a situation on our northern border where it's very, very tense at the moment, and the IDF are bracing for a possible second attack from Hezbollah, and doing this in such a tinderbox part of the country is very, very dangerous. It's definitely politicking. I mean, those of us who are familiar with Israeli politics know that this is nothing new from Netanyahu pre an election. But it is very, very dangerous when we are in such a precarious position with Iran, with Hezbollah at the moment.
Yeah, how was it received? Because I think I saw that some of the media houses didn't even want to cover it because they felt it was about sort of giving him unfair coverage just ahead of the election.
Well, there's that, and there's also the fact that we've had a response from the Palestinians who vowed violence because of this. However, and I'm going to bring in the next story I wanted to talk about, which was Lieberman, who actually who's called the kingmaker, who has the most to gain from these elections. But he is playing very, very rational and very, very calm. He's kind of, I mean, I would never thought I would say this, but he is he is kind of the stable boat amongst this very, very rocky time. He says, you know, he believes he could be prime minister, but he doesn't think it will happen this election. He's got his eyes on the next election. All I can say is, please, Lieberman, please don't take us to a third one this year. I don't think my heart can handle it.
Yeah, look, I can tell you that if this happens, we are not covering it. We'll talk about everything else. It's like Brexit. It just doesn't end.
Are we Nexit? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. It is 8:00. Unfortunately, one thing we are is out of time, but we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning.